Hare Krishna. Tuesday, and just getting ready to go to hospital again. Doctor to change the bandage and check out the cut, which feels like it's going well, healing well. And yesterday we had a nice day after class. I gave class, which I'm not putting up because recording is really difficult. First of all, it's being translated. And and the translation is coming through a loudspeaker. It does really echo and make for difficult hearing. So I haven't been putting them up as I give them, although that's been the first one in a while. And today Adi Guru gave class because I stayed up late last night. And then after puja we went to see Kapileshwar Mahadev. I'd been there before once, just on my way out of Tirupati. It's really a wonderful place. And I have some pictures, but a while before I load them up. But Kapila Muni was the person who performed the marriage ceremony of Padmavati and Srinivas Balaji in the previous Kali Yuga. Not the atheist Kapila, not the Devahuti Kapila. It's quite a standard name. Kapila. And so the deity of Lord Shiva that he worshipped is here, and that's whom we came to see. But it's a complex, and first there's a temple of Nam Alvar, which was unfortunately closed. And it backs up. It's not far from the temple, and it backs up straight to the jungle below Narayanadri, or below Anantashesh, the hill here facing upon which Balaji lives, facing where we are, and which is really jungle. There's elephants and leopards and bears and wolves and snakes and all kinds of creatures roaming there. So it's even fenced off. Well, we went to a very nice parky area. Beautiful place. There's some nice pictures of that as well. Anyhow, then there's Hanumanji Temple, the Hanuman who gives fearlessness was his name, and there's a Lakshmi Narayan Temple, and then there's the whole temple complex of Lord Shiva, which we went last in. First we went to the kund. There's a kund which is like a big pool, almost I'd say an Olympic sized pool. Very, very nice. Typically nicely surrounded by stone steps and handrail. and it was the Kund is fed by a waterfall, and that waterfall is all of the sorry, I'm just taking a tiny worm off Damodar. All of the rivers and holy waters that are up on Narayanadri, on the Tirumala, on the hill or mountains above, and they all flow into this one river. And it has such medicinal value that even Ayurvedic doctors tell people to come and bathe here. It was Monday, which is the day of Lord Shiva, but still there weren't that many people. It was very, very pleasant. And so we went up and sort of took water. I couldn't bathe under it, but I'd like to go back again. For me, bathing is a little complicated because I've got to tie a plastic bag around my leg and try and keep water away from it. But it's really a beautiful setting, very, very beautiful setting. And then we came back, and I was here at the temple, had lunch. I'm now reverting back to a sort of a simpler diet, not just eating everything that's put in front of me, but eating khichdi, green mung dal khichdi, really wonderful, and with yogurt. And then I just went into a temp room and just chanted japa before Radha Govinda quite some time. And then the neurologist from the hospital came over with my MRI scans, and we had a chat. He had both my Hungarian 2014 scan and the one that we just did here recently, and he showed the degeneration of the vertebrae in the neck region, and we talked about that. He encouraged me to keep up with exercises that I was doing pretty religiously until I got sick, and obviously advised that I should immediately see my neurologist when I get back to Hungary, so I'll be doing that. As I mentioned before, that is more of a serious scenario than this abscess. And so, as I mentioned, we're just getting ready to head off to the hospital. And on the way back, I'm hoping to stop into a nearby Ram temple. Well, everything's nearby. It's such a small place, too. But, and this Ram temple was constructed by Jambava, and the deity installed by Jambava. So we'd like to see that. Of course, Jambava was already there with Lord Ramachandra fighting battle way back in Treta Yuga. So we'll find out whether this temple was built in Treta Yuga or some later time, because Jambavan was also around Krishna's time 5,000 years ago. And then trying to get back here, Revati Raman Prabhu's organized big preparations going on for Janmashtami. They're expecting 300,000 people. And he's having a press conference that he wanted me to participate in. And then this afternoon I've got the four conferences, the Hungarian conference and GBC conference. And if I'm up to it, I'll participate. If not, I won't. I think that this last adventure and what health challenges, potentially age holds out, has helped me make a sort of a psychological adjustment that that I will not just do anything and everything, but will put health first so that I can do as many everythings and anythings as possible for a longer period of time, rather than just sort of burn the candle at both ends, as they say. And that's also good. That's a good achievement for me. It isn't easy to make that type of psychological adjustment. So Hare Krishna, we'll be in touch tomorrow.